1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Glad to have with us Sarah Gonzalez as we talk about the A-Bait District 12 Spring Fling Bike Show tomorrow.
Sarah, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing wonderfully. So how excited are you for the Spring Fling Bike Show tomorrow and what appears to be some really good weather for those bikes coming into Emporia?
Yes, we're very excited, and we have a lot of new vendors coming from everywhere, bikes coming out. It's free to the public. We hope we have a really good turnout, so we're excited about it.
All right, so when do things get started out at the Anderson Building in the fairgrounds, Sarah?
Doors will open at 8 a.m. They'll see bikes coming in probably around 7 o'clock, and then it opens at 8 o'clock. We're going to have a lot of bikes, entries, people to vote on, people's choice, judges' choice. We have 11 categories for the bike, so we're really excited about it.
You should be. And typically here in a good year, the Anderson Building's full of bikes, and also really the atmosphere nearby as well. So talk a little bit about, you know, what else is going to be taking place inside the Anderson Building in addition to, you know, people getting a chance to see the bikes. I know there's a lot of vendors that are kind of ringing one side of the Anderson Building with this event.
Yeah, we have vendors coming from everywhere. We will have demo from Spartan Boxing at 1 p.m. We're going to have auction that's going to be at 2:30. Items that have been donated from sponsors here in Emporia. We will also have raffle tickets. We're raffling off a mini bike, auctioning off a mini fridge that was custom designed by one of our members. So we have a lot of good things. We have a Christian Motorcycle Association that's going to be with us. They're with us every year. They have a coloring contest for the kids. Also, BACA will be here, Bikers Against Child Abuse, will be part of our event this year. We'll have face painting, and it's all free. The entry to come in and free is free. Come see the bikes. Local vendor doing hot dogs. We're going to have Silly Squeezers Lemonade. They're a really nice couple from Ottawa that are going to be coming down. So a lot of neat things.
Yikes, you have a ton of stuff going on. This is the A-Bait District 12 of Kansas annual Spring Fling Bike Show, Lyon County Fairgrounds and the Anderson Building. As Sarah mentioned, doors will open at 8, and there is something for all. So when does the judging start on the bike, Sarah?
The judging starts at 11 o'clock,
okay.
11 to 3, and then plaque presentation will be at 4 o'clock, and our live auction will start at 2:30.
Okay. When do the awards get announced? Because it sounds like those are sprinkled kind of through the day as well.
The awards are actually the plaque presentation at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
So, yeah. But you can come in and just look at the bikes. I was going to say these guys, but there's females involved too.
Yeah,
true. These bikers, they take a lot of pride in their bikes, so a lot of hard work goes into them, polishing them, shining them up, getting them ready to share with the community. So we're really excited about it.
You know, one of the things that may not be known by a ton of the community is in a way, this is a great awareness event for you. It's not just the fact that these bikes are coming in. You know, you got people coming in from across Kansas and maybe in a couple of cases nearby states to enjoy and show off their bikes. But this is a great way for you to talk more about A-Bait and the work that you guys do.
Yeah, we are actually an organization to make people aware that motorcycles are out there. I'm sure everybody has seen the white signs with the googly eyes. I know those are free. You can come pick those up also. And that's what it is. It's motorcycle awareness. And we've had, as we all know, there's been accidents in town that have involved some very personal friends of ours. One of them that was hit over on Cottonwood and South Avenue, he'll be there. He survived. He lost his leg. He actually is the one that designed the refrigerator that we're auctioning off. And so just a lot of really good things, good people. And that's the key thing is we just want people to be aware. Look twice. It just takes a glance, you know, and your life could change forever.
Well, we certainly encourage everyone to get out and be a part of the Spring Fling Bike Show. ABATE of Kansas District 12, they put this on annually. They've been doing it for many, many years, and there is a lot going on. Doors open at 8 o'clock at the Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. And what, do you have a social gathering afterwards, Sarah?
We will be having a social gathering at Casa Ramos in their patio. Yes, they were nice enough to accommodate us. And it'll just be kind of a wind down after a year long of planning this. So it'll be nice.
Yes.
And it's invited. Everybody's invited to come out and join us.
Stephanie Anderson with ABATE of Kansas District 12 with us here this morning. The Spring Fling Bike Show is tomorrow. Did you got an outdoor swap meet planned too?
Yeah, that was new this year. We're trying to kick it off. The motorcycle department will be out there, and he's got some stuff that he wants to part with and a couple of his buddies, too. So hopefully it will grow from there because it's such a big thing.
Understood. Well, remind folks again here, Sarah, what we got to do to attend the Spring Fling Bike Show taking place at the Anderson Building tomorrow.
Just come on in. I mean, it's free of charge. It's open to the public. Come, go. Mix, mingle, buy, support our vendors that are coming from different parts of Kansas to join us, eat some food, and just have a good time. It's a good family day. So
it is.
And the weather's going to be good.
The weather is going to be good.
Going to be beautiful. Stephanie, great job this morning. Thanks. Hope you have a great day tomorrow.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, yeah. That is Sarah Gonzalez with us here this morning. Sorry, I got the wrong name. I got the calendar mixed up there for a little bit. But, yeah, Sarah Gonzalez with the ABATE of Kansas District 12 joining us here this morning on our Newsmaker 3 segment, Chuck.
Okay, now next week is already, we've talked about being full, and the list for the 8 o'clock hour on Monday includes Lyon County Emergency Communications Director Roxanne Van Gundy. We're talking about Telecommunicator Week, but also the new facility that was announced yesterday, and also the Newsmaker 3 spot will have Assistant City Manager Taylor Wash joining us to talk about the registration process for the upcoming Civic Leadership Institute.
All right, going to be a busy week next week, that is for sure. KVOE Live and Local 857, good morning.
Escape the stress of your day and indulge in pure relaxation at the Midas Touch. From rejuvenating infrared saunas to hydrating skin wellness pods, our luxury spa treatments, like our popular red light therapy or massage, will leave you glowing, refreshed, and renewed. We're celebrating 23 years of beauty and wellness with huge discounts and exclusive giveaways at our free tan weekend open house April 12th and 13th. Plus, enjoy a complimentary free session in any of our spa or suntanning equipment. Don't miss out. Visit MidasTouchTans.com or call us today to book your session. Join the celebration at Free Tan Weekend at the Midas Touch.
Hornet Nation, it's time to rise up. Emporia State Football is back with a 2025 schedule packed with exciting can't-miss matchups. And the best part, you don't have to wait till fall to get in on the